By the 1840s, wool was one of the most profitable exports from the state, the trade being driven by local businessmen and the rise of the woolen industry in Britain. Large pastoral properties in the Midlands provided most of the wool passing through Hobart. The building on the corner of Macquarie Street, still called the Wool Store and now a hotel, was once used for this purpose, and bales of wool open for inspection can be seen here. The wool, though bulky, was an easy product to transport compared to perishable products such as grain or meat. This picture shows wool bales being brought to Hobart on the ferry from Belrive. The photograph of part of the old wharf complex in Hunter Street shows the A.G. Webster's sign. Webster's is one of the oldest companies in Australia and was closely associated with the pastoral industry from the early years of the colony. This picture is of Webster's warehouse in Hunter Street, close to the docks, with wool arriving for shipment overseas.